Welcome to side two of the listener's choice section, edition number 14. Well, for the past two or three issues now, we've been taking some of the old rock artists who have done songs for the country music field. Of course, we've just heard Dean Martin, and the Big Bopper. Issue or two ago, we had some Nat King Cole and the like. But, you know, we can turn that around because a lot of times, country artists, or bluegrass artists in this case, take rock songs, older rock songs, especially some of the old rockabilly, and some a little more modern than that, and turn them into good country music, and that's been done a lot. And we're going to give you an example of that right here. Jim and Jesse McReynolds and the Virginia Boys have had a long-standing bluegrass act. They've been Grand Ole Opry stars for years and years and years, and certainly have performed at all of the various bluegrass concerts, and had many fine albums and CDs. Jim McReynolds, of course, passed away a couple of years ago, and Jesse, his brother, still continues with the band, and they're still making all the rounds and still on the Opry, and actually still doing CDs. They put out one not long ago. Luke McKnight is Jesse McReynolds' grandson, and Luke is a young guy in his 20s, and he joined the band when he was about, 15 or 16, and plays the mandolin and sings for the band. And a couple of years ago, he put out his own CD, and I'd like to play you a cut from that right now and give you an example of what we're talking about, because what I'm about to play was originally a song from the Belmonts, and he took it and turned it into a bluegrass tune, and let's see what you think about Why Must I Be a Teenager in Love. Here's Luke McKnight. Ooh, whoa.
Time we have a quarrel,
love.
It almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid,
love.
That we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy,
love.
Next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I will be the lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry,
love.
That won't be so hard to do. And if you should say goodbye,
love.
I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? Should say goodbye,
love.
I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
Why must I be a teenager in love? Why must I be a teenager in love?
when we dance together. My world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me with those stars in your eyes, I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. And I could waltz across Texas with you. Oh, buddy, now. And Leon, my heartaches and troubles are just up and gone. The moment that you come in view, and with your hand in mine, dear, I could dance on and on. And I could waltz across Texas with you. Waltz across Texas with you in my arms. Waltz across Texas with you. Like a storybook ending, I'm lost in your charms. And I could waltz across Texas with you.
Oh, I appreciate that request. That request for one from Ernest Tubb there in the Texas Troubadours, and I Could Waltz Across Texas With You. That might be my favorite Ernest Tubb song, and I like Ernest Tubb, but that might be my favorite right there. Well, let's get one now by request from Charlie Walker.
It seems like years and a million tears since you left the old hometown. You changed, they say, and the great white way is your new stomping ground. It's plain to see you've forgotten me, for you never write or call. But I'll be around when they let you down, and I'll catch you when you fall. When you fall, there's no one else but you. Now you're flying high, but honey, by and by, you're gonna cry for love that's true. So when your uptown baby starts giving you the stall, I'll be around when they let you down, and I'll catch you when you fall. Head, you're ashamed of us back home, but I'll bet the sound of a southern bound still chills you to the bone. With your haughty pose and your uptown clothes, you're not fooling me at all. When you're feeling bad, your old country lad is gonna catch you when you fall. When you fall, there's no one else but you. Now you're flying high, but honey, by and by, you're gonna cry
From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'm just here to unwind.
Morgan there, and what part of no don't you understand? How many times we wanted to ask that, huh? Lori Morgan, the daughter of the great George Morgan, and you may not know this, but also the sister of Craig Morgan, who has had some recent success in the country music business. They kept that somewhat quiet. In fact, Lori recorded on one of her recent albums a song that Craig Morgan had written, and she didn't even tell her producer that Craig had written the song because she didn't want them to think that it needed to be recorded for that reason. And she thought it was a good song in its own right, and so she just didn't say anything about who wrote it. And it was recorded successfully, and now we know. But anyway, they are... Craig and Lori are our brother and sister. A very musical family there, wouldn't you say? Well, I'm going to send this next one out to my good friend Henrietta. And I've said it before, but you know who you are, babe. Henrietta loves bluegrass and acoustical music. And I thought she might enjoy this one from Grand Ole Opry star Mike Snyder and his fine string band. Let's give it a listen.
You say that I don't love you. You say my love's untrue. Well, darling, if I was a rich man, I'd prove my love to you. I'd buy you a diamond ring and a new fur coat or two. If my nose were running money, honey, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose were running money, I'd blow it all on you. I'd buy you a Cadillac and a new Mercedes too. I'd build you that mansion up on the mountaintop. If my nose is running money, but honey, it's not. Tell you what I'd do. I'd buy you a John Deere tractor and we'd get rid of that old gray mule. I'd carry you down to the store and buy you a brand new pair of shoes. You'd not have to be plying barefooted the way you always do. If my nose was running money, we could have anything we please. First time you wanted cash, all I'd have to do is sneeze. Why, we'd be living high on the hog, and the hog wouldn't be so lean. If my nose was running money, honey, we'd be rolling in the green. It's a booger of a problem that I got. I wish my nose was running money, but it's not. I'd buy you a Cadillac and a new Mercedes too. If my nose was running money, I'd blow it all on you. If my nose was running money, honey, I'd blow it all on you.
Well, I hope somebody enjoyed that anyway. Mike Snyder, they never made another one like him. I hope. You know, it's always been rather interesting to me the way people have different musical backgrounds, and some of them better than you would think they would be for their age, and why they like some of the songs that happen to be some of their favorite songs that they just enjoy hearing. For example, our son, Jay Bird, is 26 years old, and lives with us, so he has to suffer through all of the music that we play every day. And this kid has really developed a tremendous background, both in country music and rock. And, you know, if a song comes on, if I'm listening to WSM or something and a song comes on, very likely, very possibly, he will recognize that song, and not only recognize the song, but as likely as not, he can even tell you who it's by. And he's just developed a really, really good background, as I say, in both genres. And we were playing a album the other day by Luke the Drifter. As you know, Hank Williams, when he recorded Recitations, recorded under the name of Luke the Drifter. And we were playing that album the other day, and this song I'm about to play just happens to be Jay Bird's favorite Luke the Drifter song. Let's listen to I Dreamed About Mama Last Night.
I've just been to heaven with someone so true. I dreamed about Mama last night. She read me the Bible like she used to do. I dreamed about Mama last night. She never closed her eyes in sleep till we were all in bed. And on party nights till we came home, she often sat and read. We little thought about it then, for we were young and gay, just how much Mama worried when we children were away. We only knew she never slept, and when we were out at night, that she waited just to know that we'd all come home all right. Why, sometimes when we'd stay away till one or two or three, it seemed to us that Mama heard the turning of the key. For always when we'd step inside, she'd call and we'd reply. But we were all too young back then to understand the reason why. Until the last one had returned, she'd always keep a light. For Mama couldn't sleep until she'd kissed us all goodnight. She had to know that we were safe before she went to rest. But she seemed to fear the world might harm the one she loved the best. And once she said, when you are grown, to women and to men, perhaps I'll sleep the whole night through. I may be different then. And so it seemed that night and day we knew a mother's care. That always when we got back home we'd find her waiting there. Then came the night that we were called together round her bed. The children are all with you now, the kindly doctor said. And in her eyes there gleamed again that old-time tender light that told that she'd been waiting just to know we were all right. She smiled that old familiar smile and prayed to God to keep her children safe from harm throughout the years, and then she went to sleep. My dream is a treasure that I'll always keep. I dreamed about Mama last night.
Well, we're about to do something now that we've never done before on the Listener's Choice section. I had a request for some comedy. And this is not exactly what you would call music, because it's all conversation. So it is clean comedy, but if you don't like that sort of thing, well, feel free to wind the tape forward a little bit. But this is a fella named Wendy Bagwell. And back in the 60s, he had a gospel music group. It was Wendy and two girls, Jan and Geraldine, I believe, were the girls' names. You're not going to be hearing them on this particular cut, but they did sing as a gospel trio. Wendy picked the guitar, rhythm guitar, and they sang as a trio, and they called themselves the Sunlighters. But this is just going to be a comedy routine by Wendy himself. It's a story about a church and big singing in the afternoon and blind family singing and some CNI dogs in the church. Let's just hear it and see what happens to them. Here's Wendy.
Not long ago, now this is the truth, what I'm telling you, not long ago, we was out in Oklahoma at the Ebenezer Free Will Baptist Church, all day singing and dinner on the ground, homecoming. And singing on the program that day was a blind family. Now then, if I told you who they was, some of you'd know them, because they sing in churches all around the country. And they're singing on a program. And that church is so full, you couldn't put another human being in it. I mean, they had them standing lined up around the walls. And them blind folks, this group of blind folks got up on the pulpit to sing. And there's one little aisle right down the center. They even had chairs out. And then there's one little aisle right straight across in front of the pulpit. And that was all. And they got up there on the pulpit to sing. And when they got up there, they realized there wasn't enough room up there for them three big old German police CNI dogs they had with them. And they didn't know what to do with them. So this feller that was in charge of them just laid them all three right down there in front of the pulpit. And the preacher got a little bit worried about it. And he went over to the fella in charge of those blind folks. And he said, "Brother," he said, "will them dogs be all right down there?" That man said, "Let me tell you something about them dogs." He said, "Don't worry about them dogs." He said, "Them dogs are highly trained." He said, "Them dogs will lay right there till I tell them to move, no matter what happens." He said, "Preacher," he said, "what you preach to that crowd out there, they may forget. But them dogs don't forget. Them dogs will be right there. Them dogs will lay right there and starve to death if I didn't tell them to move." Preacher said, "All right, I ain't gonna worry about them." He said, "Don't you worry about them." So it was all jammed and crowded in there. You couldn't move. And when them folks got up and started singing, boy, they sing them kind of songs that'll tear your heart out. That crowd was all caught up in it. Didn't nobody even notice when that big old yeller cat come walking down the center aisle of that church. Didn't nobody even see it except them three big old German police dogs. You know what they done? They forgot. You'd have thought that old cat would have turned around and shot right back out that front door, but it didn't. Shot right out under them benches over on this side, right over here. You'd have also thought whenever you went in that church that there wasn't room under them benches for them three big old German police dogs, but there was. I mean, they just disappeared from where they was, and pandemonium set in. Let me tell you something. When you're sitting in church and you all caught up and these blind folks up there singing them songs like they sing them, the last thing in this world you expect is a foreign object on your legs. When you get old yelling cat up one of them, German police dog up the other, make you do things you didn't have no idea you could do. I mean, they was flat-footing from the sitting position, and that ain't easy. They was walking them benches. It was one of them, look out, Sadie, ain't no door, there is now situations. I mean, you could tell everywhere everything went under there by the way there's exploding up out of their seats. And they just absolutely wrecked that side of the church. And they was trying to come forward, they was trying to go backwards. Preacher didn't know what happened. He ain't even seen them leave. While they started attacking him, he flat-footed that pulpit. Geraldine flat-footed him. That little old choir loft back behind us had room for about 20 people, had 40 in it and 40 on the way. Now, the crowd over on this side of the church didn't have no idea what was going on over on this side. They thought an old-fashioned shouting revival done broke out. Honey, they come up out of their seats shouting just about as loud as this crowd yet. The only difference was they are shouting glory, hallelujah, and this bunch is shouting, Lord, help me, Jesus. Back over on this side, 14 people wound up in the altar, two deacons and a Sunday school teacher got saved. And all the time, that old yeller cat was over here still clawing for its life. My wife said, I'll bet there's some runs in some pantyhose. I said, honey, there's some of them running out of the pantyhose that time. Them blind folks was up there singing. They didn't have no idea what was going on. The only thing they was thinking about was they done took that job too cheap. Any of you preachers out there that's got a church that's dying right before your eyes, let me tell you what to do. Get yourself an old yeller cat, three German police dogs. You may not get nobody saved, but you'll scare the devil out of the crowd you got, I guess.
I met a little girl in Knoxville, a town we all know well. And every Sunday evening out in her home I dwell. We went to take an evening walk about a mile from town. I picked a stick up off the ground and knocked that fair girl down. She fell down on her bended knees, for mercy she did cry. Oh, Willie dear, don't kill me here, I'm not prepared to die. She never spoke another word, I only beat her more, until the ground around me within her blood did flow. I took her by her golden curls, I dragged round and round, then threw her in the river that flows through Knoxville town. Go there, you Knoxville girl with dark and rolling eyes. Go there, you Knoxville girl, you can never be my wife. My dreams were living
And then they came from Knoxville and carried me to jail. I'm here to waste my life away, and time is passing slow, because I killed that Knoxville girl, the girl that I loved so.
Well, that's music by request. That's one of many, many versions of an old, old folk song called The Knoxville Girl that people have recorded. That one there by Teddy and Doyle, the Wilburn Brothers. One of the more famous ones, I would say. It was also recorded by the Leuven Brothers, and, like I say, many, many artists have recorded that song. A lot of people probably think that was written about the town of Knoxville, Tennessee, but it wasn't. It's an old folk song about a town in England, and goes back a long, long time, lots of years. The Knoxville Girl. Appreciate that request. Well, let's pick up one now from Bill Carlisle. Jumpin' Bill Carlisle and the Carlisles. He and his family were on the Grand Ole Opry for many, many years, and actually still on very recently, right up almost until the time he passed away back a few years ago. He wasn't doing a whole lot of jumping, but he was still out and singing with his band. And this song, though, was done in 1953, I believe is correct. And it's one called No Help Wanted. And it was a big, big hit. And he did it on the Opry just as long as they let him out there. Bill Carlisle and all the Carlisles, No Help Wanted.
She's the prettiest little thing that you ever have seen. Got a cute little walk with a hippity hop. She's big at the little and bottom at the top.
We need
no help wanted.
Well, you could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need a little help.
We need any help. We need any help.
I can handle this job all by myself. Button and as sweet as sugar. I'm gonna buy her diamond ring and we'll get married in the spring.
Do you need any
no help on it?
Can you need
no, no help on it?
Just call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
No, I can handle this job all by myself. Well, she called me her little piggy wiggy and I call her my little thingamajiggy. Every time I ask her for a kiss, I can hear the voice sound something like this.
You need help.
No help on it.
Can you use a little help?
No help on it.
Just call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I can handle this job all by myself. Tonight, and we're gonna do everything upright. When the music starts, we'll swing and sway. We're gonna dance till the break of day. No help wanted.
You could use a little help.
No help wanted.
Just call on me if you need a little help.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
No, I can handle this job all by myself.
One day it's one, next day it's cold. Don't pity me, 'cause I'm feeling blue. Don't be ashamed, it might have been you.
Marty Robbins there in one of his fantastic hits from back in the very early 60s, back 60, 61, and of course I'm sure most of you know the story on that that song with the what was supposed to be the big, deep Grady Martin guitar there, except that, well, when Grady started to pick his guitar, there was a tube blown in some of the equipment, and that's the sound we got right there. And you know, when I was a kid and that song came out, I must have been about 7 or 8 years old, something like that, and I thought for years that that was a big horn. I really didn't know the difference. I thought it was a great big horn they'd used in a Marty Robbins song, and I liked it then, and guess what, friends? I like it now. I'm glad they left it alone. It certainly sounded good. Well, that's just about going to do it for the edition number 14 of the Listener's Choice section. I hope you have enjoyed at least part of this thing as much as we've enjoyed putting it together. It's been a lot of fun. It always is. And if you have any requests, please feel free to get them to us. Anything we can find and get on for you that's country, hey, we'll do it. And until next time, we're going to close it down, and we'll do it all again long about August with the next edition of the Listener's Choice section. We're going to let Crystal Gayle close it out for us. Of course, Crystal Gayle, very popular sister of the also very popular Loretta Lynn. Loretta had actually quite a plethora of family, somewhat of the business. Crystal Gayle was probably the most, well, she was definitely the most successful, other than for Loretta herself. But she had, of course, another sister, Peggy Sue, as Loretta would say, had a hit or two. And J. Lee Webb, her brother, did a song or two that may have gotten on the charts. But anyway, this is probably my favorite Crystal Gayle song that we're about to listen to, and she's done a bunch of good ones, but let's listen to Never Miss a Real Good Thing, and we'll see you the next time, okay? Bye-bye now.
No. on the bed of thinking, thinking that my heart is sinking. Every day the world goes by with you gone. All I do is dream about you. Living ain't a life without you. Honey, can you find it in you to come back home? You never miss a real good thing. I know what it means. You never see the light of day till it goes away. You never want a drink of water till the well runs dry. You never miss a real good thing till he says goodbye. I guess you must have had your reasons. Maybe you were right in leaving. You never found yourself in what we had. And honey, you've a right to blame me. Maybe even time would change me. But can't you see the good that's in me and overlook the bad?